welcome to Kiki and Kibitz.
Hello and welcome to the Kiki and Kibitz 90 Day Fiancé The Other Way podcast. And I'm Brianna.
I'm Brad.
And Kronk ain't dead, bitches. That's what I got to say.
That's right.
How are you, my friend?
I'm okay. I survived a pretty crazy Sunday. Like all the people in the Great Lakes area, we had a huge storm come through yesterday. It was 80 mile an hour winds. The winds were ripping and rushing. And I thought, oh no, I need power. It's 90 day day. I need to watch my show.
Right? How long was it off?
Priorities. It was off almost 24 hours. It was pretty crazy. God.
I don't know if I could deal with that. What did you do?
Like, I couldn't.
Did you have candles?
I did. Once the sun went down, I'm like, oh, this shit's getting serious. So I lit some candles. My iPad had some like old music downloaded on it. It was kind of cute, but.
But what did you do? You just listened to music and did nothing else?
I paced around. Wow. I ate some pizza.
It's my worst nightmare. The pizza part sounds amazing, though.
It was all right.
I can't tell you how long it's been since I've eaten pizza. Years.
Are you kidding me?
No. Hashtag keto. I'm not really keto anymore, but I don't eat like flour, sugar. It's a nightmare. I don't want to not eat it. But, you know, it is what it is. Well, I'm sorry about your power outage, and I'm glad you got it back in time because.
Exactly.
You know, I know people are sitting on the edge of their seats waiting for our podcast in my dreams anyway. Yeah. So what did you think of this episode?
I thought it was good. You can tell they're ramping up for the finale. So it's starting to pick up a little bit.
I know. I thought it was going to be next time. Actually, I thought it was going to be this time, but I had it mixed up with Love After Lockup. So I guess, is it two more episodes till the finale? Does that mean there's three?
Right. There was, I think, last night. And then two
was
more.
Was one. Yeah. And then two more. Right. And then, so it doesn't mean two episodes and then the finale, right?
I don't think so.
I don't either, because we're at November 16th and the new season of regular 90 Day Fiancé starts on December 6th.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So it's coming up and people, we're just going to transition right into that. And I'm not sad about it. This season was way too serious, you know?
It's kind of rough.
Right?
These couples are really unlikable, I feel like.
I honestly feel the exact same way. Like, I was thinking to myself as I was watching this, I'm like, so who's my favorite? Who am I cheering on? And I'm like, I hate them all.
Like, basically.
Okay, the only one I think I like is Binium.
I like Kenny and Armando.
Oh, I forgot about them. Sorry. They're always the heroes of the episode. And this one was sweet, too. But, of course, we'll get to it. So we're going to start out talking about Jenny and Sumit, which was kind of probably one of the more meaty parts of the episode.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And we enter their little lives and they're like, finally, lockdown is over. And I'm like,
that was fast.
I know. I'm sure the timelines are a little weirdly off, but I was like, how come I don't know. I'm still kind of in lockdown hell, you know, but now it's worse. I don't know what happened to you there in Ohio, but like we just got a whole bunch of new restrictions from our governor because of the spike.
Yeah. I think they're coming here. It's not good.
I'm sure the big cities are the worst. Do you live right in the middle of Cleveland or do you live like on the periphery?
No, I'm in the suburbs.
Got it. Yeah. I don't know. Shit's bad. So let's ignore it and talk about Jenny and Sumit. Anyway, we open the episode and they're going to go to Delhi and Jenny wants them to go get their marriage license thing. But I can't remember what they were going to do besides before they decided to do that. But they're going to Delhi and Sumit says, here, hang this sanitizing card around your neck. And I was like, what the fuck is that?
What's that hall pass going to do for you, buddy?
Right? Like, I'm sorry, but You know, these guys are dumbasses.
You might as well like hang like some tourmaline around you and like get some protection. I think you're probably better off than the hall pass. Like whatever.
Burn a little sage or some shit. I don't know.
Cleanse your shit.
Right. I was all triggered watching this episode because when they went to the marriage office, and I know I'm skipping ahead a little, but like they were wearing those masks with the valves on them.
I saw that.
Yeah. And here we've been told, like, don't wear those. They're basically useless. So I wanted to yell at
the air in.
What's that?
If it's letting the air in, I don't get it, you know?
And also it's letting your air out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, so they're going through this whole thing and they're having a big fight because, I mean, it seemed like, and of course we get something different later in the episode, but like up until now, we believe that they cannot legally get married unless his parents say yes. But she's throwing a big tantrum about this. So I was confused.
You mean when she met with the brother and
sister-in-law? Even before that, in the beginning, she's like throwing a big fit going, why can't we go to Delhi? Why can't we get this done? And he's hesitating and stuff. But like,
he's totally hesitating.
I know.
He wasn't into that. I don't think he was really too hyped about this good news that they're going to be able to get married, you know?
I know. He looks like,
he's like, oh, shit, really?
Right? But do you think it's just about his parents?
No, I think he's starting to hesitate. I think he's, I don't think he's really that into it from how he's acting.
He seems very easy to manipulate. Like,
and she's good at it. She puts those crocodile tears on like this, you know?
She's losing her shit. And then she starts sounding like Minnie Mouse. Like, her voice gets all high. She's like, why aren't you marrying me? I came over here. I'm going to have to leave the country. But it's true. I mean, her visa's going to be expired and she will have to leave the country. Yeah. But like, I mean, she's known for a while that there's these things they have to do first.
That's how it is.
Yeah. So they go to Delhi and they go to see the marriage officers. That sounds like kind of, I mean, I guess these people are in control, or is that just like a name for it, you know?
I'm so confused by all of this, to be honest
so
with you.
And it was so bizarre because, like, they're going through this whole thing about how legally they have to have Sumit's parents agree to the wedding. But they get there and the guy's like, oh, yeah, you can just go to the temple and do an Arya Samaj wedding. And I'm like, hold up. So why doesn't he know that? Like, I guess like a religious ceremony is different from like a civil ceremony or something.
I don't get it.
I should.
And he's like, so with the other marriage under the Marriage Act or whatever, you have to wait 30 days so people can object and like, you know, put the notification out there. But with this religious ceremony, you get married and then you can say you object for 30 days after the fact. Then we find out that the parents, it doesn't matter if they consent or not, because legally it's not binding. It doesn't matter.
I know. So I feel
so like I'm scratching my head like, what?
I know. And I was trying to understand what the difference between the you know, marriages are. And it's like the marriage officer said that the first one, whatever that one's called, the regular one, fetches more money. And
right.
I was like, what kind of money? Like, is it fees or what are we talking about?
Yeah, probably. And there's like more people with their hands in the pot, you know, like attorneys and you know, government officials, who knows?
It's pretty different there.
It's kind of interesting, I guess, right?
It's definitely interesting. But like, can you imagine if it was like that here? Like, our people are so, you know, I mean, shit, we have a hard time making people wear masks to protect each other from COVID. Imagine if there were people who had power over whether you got married or not.
Nobody would fly for that. Are you kidding me?
I know. It's fucked up.
I gotta tell you something. I was walking in today to an appointment, mm-hmm. and this lady was kind of like walking out the sliding doors, like in the middle. Mm-hmm. So was it awkward, like dance? Like, do I go to the right, yeah. to the left?
Yeah.
And the lady looks at me and she's like, go to the right, buddy. We're in America.
What the fuck?
Swear to God.
Did not know there was a federal law about which side to pass on.
To the right, to the
what
right.
What did you say to her?
I said, oh, really? Wow. Okay, MAGA.
You did?
I did.
Fucking love that.
And she repeated, she's like, we're in America. I'm like, okay.
Okay, cool. I watched the new Borat movie this weekend.
Oh, I've been meaning to check it out. It looks
definitely
good.
And it's sort of like this magnification of all this crazy shit that's going on in our world. And it just like puts this like, when you look at it and break it down, and it's, you know, they do it in this sort of caricature kind of way, you start to go, oh my God, we suck so bad.
What a world, man.
I know. And here, especially, I mean, I'm not saying it's better to be in a country where they can control everything you do. But I do think like these people think it's like, you know, don't interfere with my freedom. But I kind of feel like the people who are getting infected with their germs are the one whose freedom we're trying to preserve, you know?
It's my rights, you know?
Yeah, so funny. But this guy, we didn't bring it up, the loophole to the parental permission thing. And the guy says, yes, unless he's under 18 or a lunatic.
That was hilarious.
I know. The vocabulary is really fun. Like a lot of people, you know, English is one of the national languages in India, but like the vocabulary is different and it's so funny to me.
Totally. It's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Jenny calls her daughter and her daughter's wife. And I just love these guys. Don't you?
Yeah. I've loved them since last season. They're so badass.
I know. And they seem so freaking normal.
Yeah.
Like they have common sense and stuff.
Don't most of the kids on this show, though?
Yes.
It's like, where'd they come
including
from?
Including the little children. Like
usually
Hannah.
They're the best.
Right? Hannah, Kenny or Armando's kid or Armando's kid, she has way more sense than Jenny. That's for sure.
Way.
So strange. But I love them and I feel like they're no nonsense and they're really, you know, straightforward with it. I think they really want her to come home.
Definitely.
Yeah. I don't even get the whole thing. Anyway, so then we cut to this scene and Jenny's outside and Sumit comes home and says, what are you doing? And she says, laundry. And it's happening
in a
bucket outside. Like their apartment's pretty modern.
Apparently not that modern.
I guess so. I mean, maybe they don't have laundromats. I have no idea. But that was pretty strange. It's like, why not go to the river and beat it on some rocks or something?
Basically.
Yeah. Anyway, so then Brother Sumit comes over with his incredibly beautiful wife.
She was.
Gorgeous.
Newlyweds.
Yeah. And they got married during COVID.
Yeah.
But did you notice her eyes are like blue or something?
Yeah, there's like a little cast of them. She's really pretty.
She's really pretty. I know. And they say that they're having the ring ceremony the next day. And I swear to God, I've never seen people look so shocked and distressed as that.
Like, what?
I know. The wife puts her hand over her face.
Over her face.
They didn't even seem to notice, you know?
I caught that too. It was hilarious.
I know. And the brother just looks traumatized, like, oh shit, here we go. Family as we know it are over. Right. And then Jenny just falls apart and starts crying, like hysterically crying, right?
Yes. I'm starting to think this is an act.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of am. I think it's crocodile tears. Like, she's really good at like crying on command. She works herself up into this like frenzy and freaks out all the time. Like, really, Jenny? I don't know.
I don't know, but I do feel like she's got all her eggs in one basket. And
you can say that again.
Yeah, and it's a catfish basket. It's a basket of catfish. Whoa, I'm making catfish for dinner. What a crazy coincidence.
Wow.
Not joking. Yeah, Cajun catfish. You heard it here first, people. Okay. All right. So you think Sumit's stalling?
I'm kind of starting to question it. You know?
And you don't think it's because he has a thing that he's been conditioned to about, you know, not defying his parents?
I'm sure that's pretty ingrained, especially like within the context of the culture.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We just seemed like really not into this news that they can get married. Maybe there's some kind of like weird, like, not martyr syndrome, but for lack of a better term, like martyr syndrome. Like they're so used to not being able to be together that, and maybe it kind of takes away some of the romance or something, you know? I don't know.
I don't either. He might be just be terrified of losing his parents.
Yeah.
You want to know something crazy? I'm in therapy, okay? I'm just going to preface what I'm saying with this. Like, I understand this isn't normal.
But just like Jew Stick and Melissa.
Oh, God, those two. Yeah, but I have a really hard time doing things that my parents totally disapprove of. And it's not like I haven't. Like, I wouldn't be a writer if I didn't do that. Like, I do defy them all the time. But, like, I don't know. It haunts me. Do you ever have that with your mom?
I feel like I was like way more rebellious when I was younger, and now that I'm older, I'm like, okay, mommy.
That's kind of how I feel too.
What's wrong with us?
I don't know. You need to come with me to therapy, apparently. Is there couples therapy for podcast co-hosts? Yeah. It seems like anyone can go to couples therapy, especially according to this show.
Yeah, seriously.
Anyway, so I want to move on to Ari and Binium.
Let's
do it. Anyway, I see in my notes that I wrote down, I wonder if you can get Botox in Ethiopia. But I can't remember why I was saying that. Obviously, someone had bad wrinkles, but I don't know who.
It might have been Ari's mom.
I don't think so. It was like, I don't remember why or who, but anyway, I was wondering about that. I wonder if you can, or if it's like, where would they go there to get, I don't know.
The hospital? I'm sure Botox is universal. I'm sure you can sniff it out if you need it.
I know I can. I can sniff out Botox and Juvederm any place.
Yeah, exactly. Some black market, who cares?
Yeah, right.
Can't be that hard.
Right? We can inject each other. Anyway, so the baby is so cute.
I got to say, the babies on this, especially like this season, are primo cute babies.
Right? Like Taeyang, too.
So cute.
I know. And I do not like babies.
Can't say they're my favorite either.
Yeah, I really don't either. I think, you know, when they're yours, I mean, I loved my baby when he was little. I just mean as a class of human, not a fan.
They're not the best.
Soul-sucking little parasites. Just saying. Anyway, so here comes the parents. And Dr. Weinberg is totally shocked by Ethiopia. And I was thinking, like, dude, I guess you really don't travel much. But, like, didn't his wife say anything to him? Like, she was there. Did she not tell the story of the lack of toilet seats and all that stuff?
The apartment, like, clearly not. Or, like you said, maybe he didn't listen. Like, what are you talking about?
Maybe. Yeah. LonelyPlanet.com, people. Like, just do a little reading. Like, is he that involved with his practice? I don't know. If I was going to Ethiopia, I would be doing some reading, especially if I was a doctor, right? I'd be like, what vaccinations do I need, for example?
He never did Doctors Without Borders, obviously.
Apparently. But this does harken back to what we said a few episodes ago, which is like, We were talking about like, hello, it's Ethiopia. What do you think of when you think Ethiopia? And we were saying famine and stuff, like all these things, right? Drought and famine and stuff.
Feed the world. Don't they know it's Christmas?
Right? So like, what is happening with Dr. Weinberg? He needs to get out more.
He's really, really like unusually pasty white too. Like he really does need to get outside a little bit more too.
He works too much. I'm just going to say it.
Dr. Weinberg, you got to lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, or just use some sunless tanner.
Yeah, right.
Just saying.
Spray it out.
Exactly. So then they go to the market, and I could not understand what was happening with the chicken.
I get this. Benny's really excited because it's like he's showing up. Not showing off, but like he's happy to show them the culture and like he's able to afford to like buy this like, you know, fresh chicken and get it ready. And the Americans are not hip to like seeing where their food comes from.
Right. They're like traumatized by the fact they're going to kill it. But here was my thing. Like, first of all, I didn't understand why the chicken makes him proud. And then second of all, they're in a hotel. So, like, where are they cooking this chicken?
Maybe at the apartment.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they're going back to the apartment. They're not in the hotel anymore. That makes sense. I was also thinking, like, who's going to pluck the feathers? Would the seller do it? Like, do you go and, you know, shop a little more and then come back and they've plucked it?
We'll never know because they shut it right down. It was a beautiful bird, though. The feathers were kind of gorgeous.
I did not notice that. But I have to admit, I'm just as big an asshole. I'd be like, no, don't kill the
chicken.
Don't
hurt it. Yeah. I
know. Oh my God. I just saw footage of someone killing a chicken the other day. And you know how they sometimes like they grab the chicken's head and just twist it to break the neck?
It's awful.
On this one, they grabbed the chicken by the neck and like swung it around in circles on top of their head.
No.
Yeah.
That's abusive. That's horrible.
I agree. I was very upset about it. But that just proves our point. Anyway. So they're taking him back to their apartment. And like, I thought it was very sweet. But also, you know, it made me tense that like, Binium thinks their apartment is very luxurious.
It's not luxury, honey.
I know.
Not what we're used to.
I know. And the mom's like, you're going to need a new apartment. Like, they just straight out say they need a new apartment. And they're happy to, like, fill in the gap in their cash. But basically, they're also telling Benny, like, can't you get a nice job, like, at a hotel or something?
In the hotel.
What do they think he's going to do?
I have no idea. I just will never forget the look on the mom's face. She's standing in the corner of the room with her hand over her mouth, like, where are the hidden cameras? I know I'm getting punked right now. This is not where my daughter's going to live with a grandbaby. This is nuts.
You know what?
She walks in, she's like, wait, is that your whole refrigerator? It was like one of those college dorm ones. I'm like, oh, ouch.
Yeah, though, you know, my ex-husband, number one, he's from England, not a 90-day fiance, however, from England. And when we went to visit his parents, I was shocked because they had a tiny little refrigerator, but it's not hot there. So they kept a lot of stuff in their pantry and it's always cool in there.
Yeah.
But I was kind of surprised because the mom, like, she had been to the way crappier two apartments. Like, this place is way
better. Why is she acting
so
brand new about this? Like, you know where he is. I don't get it.
And he installed a bidet.
Come on, upgrade.
I know. So I was really shocked. I don't think these people would do it for the camera either. Like, they're not like, they seem very honest with their reactions.
Yes.
Yeah. So I felt bad though, because that, you know, Benny's so proud, but nope, not good enough for Dr. and Mrs. Weinberg.
No, yeah, she specifically said this is not up to our standards. I'm like, really? Okay, you're showing your privilege a little bit. Like, chill out.
He's
working
like,
as hard as he can.
Totally. But like, why is it their standards that they have to live up to? Right?
Right. I don't like that shit.
She's infantilized.
And look at the result.
Yeah, she's cray cray. But like, it made me mad because I think that guy is working so many hours. I respect it, you know?
Yeah, totally.
He's no slacker at all. So what's he supposed to do? Give up all of his dancing and singing and rapping and all the things that he does and do what? Like, go be an accountant? I mean, what the fuck? I'm against it.
Or maybe just becoming a barber overnight.
Yeah, like, yes, on. That would be kind of interesting. Yeah, we need full hairstylist report on that one. So we'll get there. Save the commentary, right? Anyway, they're talking about Benny, and he's sitting right there. And it was fucking rude as hell.
It was awful.
It was really bad.
This was the worst of the parents, for sure, because they always came across pretty cool and down to earth and sweet. No, they showed their asses in this one.
Seriously. But it was so interesting about, like, the mom is talking about, you know, she wanted to get Ariella baptized, but she had decided, she agreed to raise her Jewish in the father's religion. So why is this so whack to them that they have this issue?
I don't know. It's such a line in the sand for so many people, you know?
Why, though? I don't understand it.
It just is. My parents were, my mom's Catholic, and my dad's he was raised Baptist, but he was agnostic. Mm-hmm. And he was very determined that I wasn't raised anything, so I could figure it out myself, you know?
Right.
And you get to it. Like, you figure out your shit.
Yeah, when my kid was little, I made a point of never telling him what I believed because I just didn't want to influence him.
That's cool.
I know, but hashtag American. And you know what, though? It's super different. Like, your parents have religion, but I come from two PhD physicist atheists, straight up. So my whole life, they're like, God's not real. And I just was like, let me let my kid decide, you know, what he thinks. Like, do I really need to be imposing that on him?
No, not one way or the other either, you know?
Exactly. Like, let your kid figure out what's up. They can know what, you know, like being Jewish, maybe is it like this with Catholics, but Jews, like, it's, well, for Jews, it's not just religious, it's cultural.
Yeah, it's like ethnic and cultural too, you know?
Yeah, so like we couldn't get out of being Jewish, but of course, you know, we shared that information with my son. And then, you know, but like that was it. And it was really more like the cultural thing, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's move on from these fools. But this is a theme throughout this whole religion thing. And it's, I mean, I guess it makes it interesting. This shit's so heavy. I am really kind of excited to move on to 90 Day Classic. I need some funny shit. We need some like dessert TV. This is like heavy duty.
I said it last week. I miss my Darcy.
Yeah, exactly. Bring back Darcy and Stacey. I never thought I'd say that.
Oh, I'm holding you to that one, man.
Oh, my God. Hey, guys. I've been dying to tell you about this new line of skincare products I've been using. Now, I've never done an ad before, but I've seen such a big difference in my skin that I had to share. Elise Slane, friend to the New York Housewives, is who turned me on to this stuff. After interviewing Elise for our podcast and seeing how gorgeous her skin was, I decided that I wanted to do whatever she was doing. She told us that she had loved these products from Beauty Society so much that she had actually wanted to buy the company. One of the products that I'm totally in love with is Perfect Form. It's a cream designed for your neck and chest. I was shocked that I actually saw a huge difference in the tightness of my skin and a real reduction in crepiness in like 2 weeks. I never thought a cream could do that. I also love their glycolic acid serum, Fake ID. So I called the company for myself. I got you a special deal, kids. So now, Kiki and Kibitz listeners, when you use the code I'm going to give you in a minute, any purchase that you make, you'll get a free sample. What's more, if you sign up for text alerts, you'll get 20% off of your first purchase. Pretty good, right? All you gotta do is go to beautysociety.com/Kiki and Kibitz. That's beautysociety.com/KIKIANDKIBBITZ. Now, I promise you I would never advertise something I didn't believe in, but I've been talking about this stuff so much. Now I wish I could buy the company too. Again, just go to beautysociety.com/Kiki and Kibitz. And don't forget to let me know what you think. Anyways, let's move on to Yazan and Brittany, like another situation where religion is playing into it big time.
Big time.
And I just realized looking at her and her buddy Andrea, like these chicks are tall, but Andrea is like 6 feet.
She's gorgeous. She's glamazon.
Yeah, I agree. And I like her hair. Is that real hair?
No, it's a wig, but it's a good wig.
Yeah. It looks more natural than Brittany's. Yeah. Anyway, she is very tall. I guess they're going to stand out there no matter what they wear.
Yeah, exactly.
I was dying in the car when they're driving and Yazan's talking and looking at Brittany and they're like, watch the road.
I was dying when she walked in and the first thing that he said was, oh, you look cold. And you like covered up her boobs. Her exposed boobs.
And I thought it was interesting. Like, I mean, she's drunk. Not saying I'm not, but she's drunk. I'm not really yet.
Guilty as charged.
I'm not quite there, but I'm on my way. Thank God. I really need to be drunk. But like, they're both like, look at the road. But when you see his car, you see why they're saying
that. Why? I get it.
Right? He was so nice. He's like, oh, she's very drunk. So I'm talking to her like a child. And I thought that's pretty mellow because I expected him to do his yelling thing.
Yeah, I did too.
So we find out he has not told her that his parents kicked him out and fired him from the fish shop.
See, I didn't think so. I thought he was holding it back.
I know. And I was wrong about that. And you were right. But
listen to your boy.
Why do you think you're right? You're right. I'll listen to you more carefully. But why didn't he tell her? Why?
Oh, God, no. It's probably some, like, manly, macho thing, you know?
Or I guess maybe he wants Brittany to think that he's doing what she said, which is trying to be his own man.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't know. She doesn't realize that his parents are like, fuck you.
Right.
This is not good. I feel like I'm upset. I don't think religion should get between you and your child. And I do not, just let it be known, I don't believe in murdering your children.
Don't you?
Nope, I don't. I didn't even believe in spanking my child. And he's flawless. So there you go.
See? Yeah. It all works out.
Right. So here we get to the crux of the episode where, like, we need you to lead us through what happens next. They decide to go to the barber shop.
Oh my God. How did he become a barber overnight?
I don't know, which just makes me wonder how long that she's been gone. Right? And like, I mean, you are a stylist. Like, didn't you have to go to school and shit?
Yeah, so I've been a hairdresser for like over 20 years and I had to go to school for 1,500 hours. Wow, of hell. So clearly there's no state board in Jordan, or you can just like pop up overnight and become a barber. I'm so befuddled by this whole situation.
Same here. Unless she's been gone for like a year or something.
I don't think it's been that long.
I don't know. But we are all out of sync because there was no talk of COVID there.
No, there wasn't.
It's kind of interesting, but it's also a little disorienting with all these weird timelines.
I can't tell because, like, he went to school. He was an engineer in the beginning, right? But he can't find work. Right. So he's working at the fish market.
Right.
And now he's a barber. I'm like, how do you do all this? You're amazing.
I'm going to be a hairdresser tomorrow. I'm just saying.
Do it. Good luck with that.
Good luck with that shit. For real. But then Brittany tells him she's going to cut his hair.
Wasted.
Right? That was pretty amusing. And then she does end up cutting a little bit of his hair.
Yeah, and the girl, her girlfriend was like, oh, it's so cute. You know, they're really getting along. I'm like, oh, yeah. She's like coming at him with scissors. I don't know. Is it really that cute?
I know. And hair cutting scissors are really sharp.
They're so sharp.
I have some and I've cut myself with them because I'm an excellent hairdresser, clearly.
It happens at the best stores, trust me.
They are sharp. Anyways, they go into this whole thing, and like the thing that these fools do, and it's more Yazan than Brittany, is he always says, if you love me, dot, dot, dot. And I honestly feel like that's like the beginning of manipulation. And, you know, like, I don't like
that's that. So manipulative.
It's so manipulative. And they're both like that.
They love to play each other and push each other's buttons.
I know they really need to not be together.
No.
But I feel like she makes it all about her getting her way and him, you know, accommodating her culture. Like, what do you think of that? She's over there in Jordan. Like, what do you think of that?
Oh, she completely does. And I think it's kind of common. It's a common thread amongst all the couples. The Americans are like, I've given up everything. So I think that means like I've given up my privilege from America.
Right.
You know?
I know, like Cheese Dick
and Lisa.
It's
really gross.
Right. Cheese Dick and the Lisa, who we'll get to in a minute. Like those two, it's like the mom says, does she realize how much he's giving up? And I'm thinking, okay, I can't remember where he's from, but it's something like Alabama, like someplace in the South. And I'm thinking, okay, so you moved to this beautiful city, Medellin, and like, why? What is he giving? I mean, he's giving up his family and friends, but also let me remind everyone, she moved there too.
Right.
So I don't.
Right. Exactly.
I want to move there. I wouldn't think it was a sacrifice. I mean, I'd miss my family and friends a lot.
It's a sacrifice so hard. It looks gorgeous, you know?
Totally. Well, I guess we have transitioned to Cheese Dick and Lisa now.
Moving on.
Yeah, so we open and Cheese Dick is there with Mother Cheese Dick. And it seems like she's on his side. I mean, on her side, didn't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. She's not as awful as I kind of thought that she was.
Yeah, maybe they tried to make her look awful, but she really isn't.
Yeah.
It was kind of sweet, though.
Yeah, she was supportive.
Yeah, he's really missing her, which I also totally get. How old is he? Do we know? Is he in his 30s?
I don't even know if he's 30. I think he's, if he is, he's like barely, you know?
Yeah, he's a demon man, baby.
Basically. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Mom was really supportive and I thought it was kind of sweet. But also every episode, Tim cries and goes to therapy. What's up with this fool?
I kind of like that he goes to therapy. He's not, I don't know. He's not the worst we've ever seen in 90s. That's for
totally
sure.
Totally not the worst. And no. He's not trying to make her conform to his culture.
At all. And he knows the language, you know?
Right. Maybe he not tries. Like perfect, but yeah, he does try. You're right. He's one of the less offensive people in Americans, even though we don't like them because they're so freaking boring, you know?
And I hate how he says Colombia.
I know. It really pisses me off. I mean, but seriously.
We'll let it slide today. Just today, exactly. She's sick. We'll give you a pass.
Right. And I mean, I say it every fucking episode, but screw you. I'm drinking Kraken and Diet Root Beer now. Screw all you guys. Just kidding. Imagine me as that like homeless person on the street with a bottle and a bag where I'm at right now. I'm like, yeah, damn, you go to all these guys. But like, no, I totally forgot what I was going to say. Never mind, I'm sure it was fascinating. Let's move forward and see if people miss that part. That was the drunk part. Anyway, these guys are super boring and I totally want to fast forward through them.
You know what I want to do? You know, like YouTube, we can do like 1.25 or like 1.5. Sounds like a little chipmunky, but you still hear it.
I know, because it's
like I don't need to waste all this time, but I kind of want to dip my toe a little bit.
Yeah, totally. I also wish they would give us like a transcription so I don't have to take so many notes. It feels a lot like homework.
Yeah, it does.
I'm so whiny, but it's 2 freaking hours. Like, seriously, now.
The things you do for this podcast.
I know, but we love you, listeners. We love you, kibitzers. Do. I'm trying to call our listeners kibitzers.
I love it.
Yeah. So they're back in therapy, which is, Tim just loves therapy.
Well, so do I, so I can't judge.
I don't love therapy, but I have to go to therapy.
I have to go, and I happen to love it. I love my therapist. She's so hippy-dippy.
Really?
Yeah, totally. She's like, write in a journal and say everything that you want to say, get it out and burn it. Give it to the universe.
Yeah. I'm like,
right on, mama. Cool.
You can tell it to me, too. I won't judge you. All I'll do is be like, so how do you feel about that? That's all therapists do. No, mine is really practical. She asks questions that makes me feel stupid. Like, because it's always things about like eating and weight. And she's like, so do you expect to weigh the exact same number every single time you get on the scale for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, you're reasonable. Anyway, so this whole thing with the getting a job, like, this was interesting because, like, suddenly Tim's talking about going home.
Right.
I mean, that was interesting. I mean, do you think he's just panicking because he can't get a job?
I don't know. I kind of have a feeling he's one of those guys, like, his job really kind of defines him. And I don't know why I feel like that, but I just do. And I get it. So he wants
to go
back.
All he does is do tech support in a call center.
So I guess he could do that from anywhere, but I don't know.
Totally. Well, right? In the place that he went last time we saw him applying for a job, it was a call center that did tech support. But I mean, do you remember in that interview he went to, the lady was like, dude, you can't work here without a work permit.
What's so hard about that to understand?
I know, that's the deal with us here too. Like, actually, that's one thing I've taken away from this and Kenny and Armando. The rules are like identical.
Yeah.
We think our rules are so stringent, but you can't, even in Colombia, you can't get a job without a work permit.
No.
Yeah. And I doubt he's going to get sponsored. So whatevs. So let's move on to Kenny and Armando, our favorites.
You cut to the giant Jesus.
I know. They're driving back to wherever they live, Rosarito or wherever they are in Baja, California. And yeah, you have this giant Jesus who's like 4 stories tall.
It's like the bootleg one from Brazil.
Which one? Is there one in Brazil?
I think it's in Rio de Janeiro. I think it's like a big giant Jesus.
I don't know why it made me laugh so much.
It must be a thing. I think their apartment's kind of fabulous too.
I know, like, with those dome roofs.
Domes. It reminds me of Santorini or something.
Yes. I didn't even think of that. I mean,
how about
that?
International, baby.
You are, man. You're so cosmopolitan. Thank God I'm on this with you. But I lived in Mexico for a short time, and I mean, I gotta say, things like the Mexican tile and all the stonework, like, some of that stuff's really nice. I mean, I lived in a crappy hotel, but that's neither here nor there. Anyway, I love their place too, and the dome is super cool and futuristic.
Yeah.
So how cute was that when they're in the car and Armando tells Hannah, like, they might not let us get married.
She was so adorable.
I know. And she's like, they're bad men. They're ugly.
Ugly trickster.
Ugly trickster.
So cute.
I know. I love that she's not indoctrinated with like the dominant society. Like she has no idea there's any kind of stigma in society about gay marriage.
It's two people that love each other. It's what she sees. It's what she knows.
I know. This is why kids are just better than grown-ups, even though I'm not a big, huge fan.
Well, after their babies are kind of cute.
Yeah, once they can start talking like this, then I like them more.
I like when they do stuff, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But I was totally offended by the stuff that they were reading on the denial where it said, to save the human species.
Are you fucking kidding me? Really? We don't need to be saved. We kind of suck to begin with.
Yeah, but like also isn't there overpopulation stuff?
Yes, there is overpopulation. This is bullshit. It's so offensive. He's really right. It is humiliating and it is some kind of like scare tactic to try to stop people. It's crap. I hate them for this.
I know. It really is. I can see how that would be totally humiliating, especially when you grow up here and, you know, things have changed a lot, although they could easily go back any second. So don't get too comfortable, people.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? Like the political climate could change at any second. So I do think that woman looks so happy to have them there. Like I totally believe she's cheering them on.
I agree.
She doesn't look fake at all to me.
No, I think she's advocating for them as much as she's able to.
Because as Kenny said, we're too cute to be denied. They are too cute.
They are.
I know. They're way better than people like, for example, Jihoon and Devin.
Alicia comes.
Right.
With her husband. Right. Devin's dad, and she really is kind of awful. I feel such big MAGA energy from her.
Well, it's true. Also, you're not like just thinking that. Like, it's absolutely true. You're being intuitive and picking up on it. She's total MAGA.
Oh, do we know this?
Yes, we know this. We do. Right. But besides that, like, I mean, there are plenty of people. There's fine people on both sides. Sorry. Yeah. But she's a fucking bitch. Like, I don't care what she believes. She's a total fucking bitch. I don't blame Jihoon for having like Alicia phobia. That was so funny when he's like, I have EP syndrome. Alicia phobia.
Ew, her ends are giving me EP syndrome too. She needs a trim. She needs some low lights. She needs a mess. She's a damn mess.
She is pretty though. I mean, she could.
I will give her that, definitely. She's a really beautiful woman.
But inside, she's so ugly. It just doesn't matter.
No.
Did you notice the music on this segment?
No, what was it?
It was like this South Korean boy band.
Was it?
Yeah, it was like K-pop. I was dying laughing. Because normally they have that really stereotypical, like, the like, you know, that... No, suddenly we're like K-pop boy band. I was dying. So funny. I'm telling you, next episode, pay attention to the music and all of these. Some are really offensive to me, frankly.
I've never really paid attention.
I know no one does, but like I got sensitized to it from one of my favorite podcasts. Believe it or not, I do listen to some podcasts besides us. Crazy, I know. It's competitive research. But yeah, the music playing in the background, pay attention. Like usually it's really like I say, stereotypical, you know. But this was funny. I love it. Anyway, he's pissing his pants because of Alicia. And I would be too. Like, she is just not cool.
She is no cool. Her father seems pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's her stepdad. And I agree with you. But, like, I just can't imagine living with that witch. Like, dealing with that 24/7.
Do you think it's that? I don't know. You know how Devin was like, have you forgiven Jihoon for, you know,
For letting Drusilla run into the street.
Yeah, thank you. She's like, absolutely not. He has to regain my trust and da 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 da. I don't, like, what do you think about that?
I think that that whole scene was bullshit and it was played up for the cameras. And I don't actually think Drusilla was in any danger.
Well, what we saw apparently was kind of like a reenactment because they had already put down the cameras when it actually happened. So they went back and, you know, re-recorded it. I think audio was up, so they got the recording of it, but they did it, you know, the video.
I didn't notice that, but that would make a lot of sense.
I saw it in an interview or whatever, but I don't know.
I don't know either.
Are they a little overreacting, maybe?
I do think they are totally overreacting. And like, I also don't really get the message of it where they're like, you were more concerned about yourself than about Drusilla. And I don't know. But again, we didn't see the whole thing. And why is it his responsibility also? Like, there's two of them. So like, why is it him that's 100% responsible for making sure she doesn't run into the street?
Exactly. He's like, why are you yelling at me? Like, I don't think that's that crazy of a response, you know?
Totally agree with you.
Yeah, it's a little bit much.
It was weird to me that Alicia, like, they're talking about Alicia giving her, she's talking about, I don't know if I'm going to give my blessing. And it's like, girl, they're already married and they have been for like, I don't know how long, a year and a half.
Like, right.
What? Does it matter? Like, what? Her blessing to, like, I don't know, to go to the 1 hour wedding place? Oh, my God. I can't wait for 90 Day Classic. I'm sick of these fools. I mean, really, really am. There's way too much of them. Yeah. Anyways, that was pretty much it. So you were remarking on the previews earlier.
Yeah, I think they look really good. It's finally that episode. Every episode of this podcast, we're like, when is that episode going to air when they're on the hill with the translator? It's finally coming. So I'm really excited to see that.
And I didn't know that it was a translator before, but that makes sense.
Yeah. And Samit's mom says, over our dead bodies, will you get married?
Right.
So it looks intense. I'm excited.
Okay, 100, like, just keep it 100. If your mom was violently opposed to you marrying a specific person, would it be difficult for you to go forward with it if she said, I'll never speak to you again if you go forward?
Yeah, it would be. To keep 100, it would be difficult.
Same here. So maybe we're looking at it from the outside and everyone's like, oh, how could he? I'm so sure. But like, I would have a really hard time with it.
I'm old.
Like, seriously, it's ridiculous at my age to be caring about my parents' approval, but I do. I'm almost superstitious about it. Like, if I defy it, then something bad will happen.
I don't know. You just don't want to cut like people out of your life, you know?
Totally.
It's your parents. Come on.
I know. And yeah, God forbid any of us have to ever make that choice. That's a fucked up choice.
Life's so short. Just,
I know. Get over it. Like, yeah, seriously. Talk. Worst case scenario, they get married and it doesn't. Well, I guess they're just worried about their image and their social status. So, but quite honestly, I would not want my child to marry someone who with that kind of age difference, or marry someone who was older than me.
Oh, that would freak me out.
Yeah, that would freak me out a lot. But I would also think to myself, I don't want to lose my son, so I better go with this shit. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. Like, what's the worst thing that can happen? They get divorced.
Exactly. But he's already been divorced once. He already had to pay his divorce fee or whatever it is off.
Yeah.
Maybe they're over it.
I hear you.
I don't know.
Anyway, any last thoughts on this exciting episode, this dramatic episode of 90 Day Fiancé the other way?
I'm just looking forward to next week.
Yeah, 1 week closer to 90 Day Classic. This season has been way too serious for me.
It's been long. It's been serious. Yeah.
I know. Do we really need any more serious shit? Like,
no.
I truly do not.
I am glad they didn't do a lot of like COVID scenes, you know?
Not yet. But yeah. We've seen previews way in advance of like the South Korea lockdown stuff.
Mm.
You know, we all have PTSD and it ain't over yet. COVID ain't dead, bitches.
Kronk ain't dead and neither is COVID.
Right. That's probably a pretty good place to leave at. So, public service announcement. If you love us like we love you, which is so much, so much.
So much.
Right. You know what you have to do. Just head on over to Apple Podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, share. And we're here for you, man. Leave us a voice message.
Leave us a voice message. We love it. It's so fun.
Yeah. Tell us what you think. Even and especially if you disagree with us.
Exactly.
It's all good. All right. Well, everyone have a great week. Please stay safe. Wear your mask. Shit is going horribly wrong out there. And it's really a small sacrifice. So please wear your mask. Stay safe. Protect your family. Protect your community. Community. I finished my drink. Can you tell? It was a double. And have a great week, everyone. And we'll see you back here next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.